This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Minutes past the hour. It is the DJV show. That stands for Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Doug is out on vacation this week. He'll be back in a few days. However, we are holding down the fourth. The ladies in charge, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen at the controls. And guys, one of the biggest topics on social media in the last few days has been Donna Brazile. And Donna Brazile, if you don't know, was a CNN commentator, political figure, of course, and most recently the interim head of the DNC, the Democratic National Committee. Now, when she took over from Debbie Wasserman Schultz during the 2016 election cycle, and Debbie Wasserman Schultz was kind of forced out of the DNC, Donna Brazile said she was asked by Bernie Sanders to see if there was any corruption going on between the DNC and Hillary Clinton. The DNC and the RNC, these committees are not supposed to have a horse in the race necessarily until they have one Democratic or one Republican candidate. And a lot of the fans and supporters of Bernie Sanders, even Bernie Sanders, the candidate himself, felt that there was some conspiracy between the DNC and Hillary Clinton to essentially nominate her as the person before even the primary voting cycle had completed. So Donna Brazile went out this past week on television. She has a book coming out, so we should be wary and be aware of the timing. She admitted she was shocked to discover how much the Clinton campaign controlled the DNC before the primary election determined who the nominee would be. Now, after the primary, it's totally normal for a candidate's party to control whatever party's organization, whatever camp they're in, essentially. In an excerpt from her upcoming book, Donna Brazile says she discovered a document that explained why the Clinton campaign had such a stranglehold on the DNC, and she published it in Politico just a few days ago. She said, "When I got back from vacation in Martha's Vineyard, I at last found the document that described it all. There was a joint fundraising agreement between the DNC and the Hillary Victory Fund, along with the other super PAC, Hillary for America. She believed that their arrangement was not illegal, but," she said, "it appeared to be unethical." She said she had promised Bernie Sanders to get to the bottom of whether Hillary Clinton had controlled the DNC, and she called him on September 8th, 2016, to tell him what she had discovered. Now, some people on Twitter praised her for her, and I'm using air quotes here, bravery, exposing that agreement. Others, though, went after her for waiting so long to expose corruption in the Democratic National Committee. And, ladies, I'm curious to know what you think. I tend to be a Republican. I tend to vote in a conservative manner on issues. I know both of you, I believe, are registered Democrats. How does this make you feel surprised? Are you shocked? Does this sound about right? What are your reactions as someone who's actually in this party to this announcement or this piece of information supplied by Donna Brazile in her new book?
Well, I'm not surprised. I mean, it's when you have a candidate like Hillary Clinton who's been around for a really long time, and Bernie Sanders has been around but not on the presidential level, and so for him to come up and he had an unexpected level of popularity that I don't think anyone really saw coming. I personally am not a fan whatsoever of Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Her name and her face angers me. So I think that she is the one behind all of this. And the fact that, I think she torpedoed Bernie Sanders' run, and I think torpedoed his campaign. And I think the damage was done by the time that she, by the time Donna Brazile took over, the damage was already done with regards to Bernie and Debbie Wasserman Schultz. I mean, weren't there emails that came out from Debbie Schultz that were basically talking about getting rid of Bernie Sanders and making his campaign go away? I mean, I'm sure that happens in both committees. I'm sure that there's never, I'm sure this has happened on the RNC side as well. It's unfortunate for Bernie fans It's unfortunate. A lot of people now looking back say if it was a Bernie Trump election, that it may have gone differently. So I don't know. It's a, the whole thing is the unfortunately, the sad loser in all this is Bernie Sanders. So I feel sorry for him.
More than that, the sad loser is the American people.
Well, yeah, that's what I was going to say. The sad loser is kind of anyone who's registered Democrat who wants to feel as if they have some control in who they get to vote for, and yet it's not really the case if, you know, specific people are running the top of the party. And I'm not even really talking about Hillary Clinton. I'm talking about the DNC and how you don't really get all that much control in who your candidate is going to be, or even if you think that this many people are voting for Bernie Sanders, who... I did not vote for Bernie Sanders, so I guess it didn't really affect me that much in the long run, but I know a lot of people who did, and so it doesn't really matter if they voted for him or not, because I don't know if it was ever really going to pan out in the long run because of what was going on in the DNC.
Yeah, it just doesn't seem like a fair fight, and Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, the senator from Massachusetts, have come out and sort of declared vindication here, saying we knew this was a fix, and so it makes you wonder, is this happening now because the Democratic Party is trying to create Hillary Clinton as the ultimate villain so that they can get a fresh start? I mean, the 2018 midterm elections are just around the corner, and the Democratic Party, as much as it should be in the driver's seat, because historically, when you have a party like the Republicans that are in power in the Senate, the House, and in the White House, typically that next election, there's usually kind of a landslide back in the other direction. But Democrats, I think, are afraid that that may not happen because there's just so much sludge attached to them from the 2016 election and Hillary and all of the emails and Russia and uranium, and we hear all this stuff. And so is this their way of separating all of that, attaching it to Hillary Clinton so that they can get their clean start? I think that might be the attempt here.
Yeah,
it's not a bad strategy.
I wouldn't be surprised if it's all kind of a marketing ploy, too, because, you know, they saw that so many Republicans really, really didn't like her. And I guess that there were plenty of Democrats who also didn't like her since they were big fans of Bernie. So now you can just put everything on her, show everyone, oh, yeah, we didn't like her. We want to get as far away from her as possible, and basically an attempt to get all of the Democrats and then maybe pull some Republicans over, too. I don't know if they'll be successful because I don't know who they're going to put up as, you know, a possible candidate. I don't know, because it kind of seems like the whole DNC was in disarray. I don't know if they've really gotten their stuff together. So I don't know. I'll be interested to see who they start getting behind in the future.
Well, and if the leadership doesn't get better within the DNC, then we're just going to have this kind of stuff happen
Again.
Yeah,
then I don't think it really matters.
Tom Perez, who's running the DNC now, has really tried to come out swinging about this and stepping away. He doesn't deny it, of course, but he's just saying this is the old school Democratic way. This is not what we're doing here now. We don't support a candidate. And look, this is going to be a big deal going into 2020, because just like the Republicans had 17 candidates on a stage, you'll probably have about the same amount going up against trying to run for that top spot to run against President Trump in 2020. So interesting stuff.
ABC Wednesday.
On one night,
the heart of country music beats stronger than ever.
The CMA Awards, with performances by Garth Brooks, Luke Bryan, Miranda Lambert, Thomas Rapp, Pink. One-of-a-kind collaboration. Reba McEntire and Kelsey Ballerini. Tim McGraw and Faith Hill. Maren Morris and Niall Horan. Plus, the biggest stars unite in the most powerful show open ever.
Don't you love country music?
The CMA Awards, live.
Wednesday at 8, 7 Central on ABC.
Staples knows you can't afford to have your business slow down over the holidays. New customers aren't delivered down your chimney. You won't find new accounts in your stocking. No, just because it's the holidays doesn't mean you can stop marketing your company. So promote your business with eye-catching print materials, like presentations, brochures, postcards, and promotional products from Staples. And now save 20% off print and marketing services orders of $50 or more. Sounds like you got at least one thing on your holiday list. Staples. It's pro time. Exclusions apply. Ends 12/2/17.
Time for an important message from MyPillow. If you're having a hard time tossing and turning when you're in bed at night, and you're looking for new pillows, you all know the story of MyPillow. You all know how great they are. Patented adjustable fill. MyPillow stays cool and in place all night long. So, MyPillow sells itself. Here's a special offer for you from me. Four pillows for the price of one from MyPillow. You heard me right. One pillow you pay for, you get three more free. two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, low price for one, don't pay for the other three. Make sure you use the promo code DS when you call 800-716-5989. One pillow you pay for, three you get free. 800-716-5989 or go to MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. Remember, use the promo code DS.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Hey, girl, have you done something new with your scales? Using new moisturizer? Nice. It really brings out the hazel in your eyes. Oh, hold on. Are you using whitening strips, too? Your fangs look good, girl. Really good.
A really charming snake charmer? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
Wait, what? Have you been doing Pilates, too?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Prince William in the news at 17 minutes past the hour of the DJV show. Doug's on vacation. Jen, Victoria, and Kara holding down the fort. Prince William, who I know we have a little fascination with these royals, right, with the Brits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He sent out a warning this past week that there are too many people in the world. And this is a story that made me think of Dougie.
I was going to say, it sounds like he's talking
about
to
this. He said, rapidly growing human populations risks having a terrible impact on the world. He said, as a result, wildlife has been put under enormous pressure. He called for the issue to be addressed with renewed vigor. And those concerns are not unique to his family. His grandfather, the Duke of Edinburgh, who in 2011 advocated for voluntary family limitations as a means of solving overpopulation, was one of those ideas that he floated out there. I'm curious to know what you guys think about this, because this is controversial. Do you want to ask people, or worse yet, require people, like they do in China, to only have a certain amount of, to only have a certain number of kids? Should this be something that the government's concerned with? I mean, there are pros and cons on both sides of the aisle. Victoria, what do you think?
I would never be in favor of anything that's similar to China, limiting anyone's family possibilities at all. I would never be in favor of that. But, you know, I mean, education is so important. And for people who have so many kids, you know, and then, I don't know, it just, like, when I, every time there's another Duggar, and I don't even know who the Duggars are, but they always end up in my, the news about another Duggar always ends up in my Twitter feed for some reason, and I know that I think there's a TV show, like, 19 and counting or something like that.
I think it's up to, like, 42, though, now.
No one needs
42
that.
42 and counting.
Yeah, like, no one needs that. I mean, it's just, you know, the DMX, the rapper, he just had his 19th kid.
Are you kidding me?
No. Does DMX need to have, and he says, oh, every child's a blessing. Well, yeah, but you already have 18 other blessings. So, I mean, really, it just, so that kind of stuff.
You have to be able to count them.
Exactly. That stuff really does bug me. I think education about the burden that you're putting on the planet, the environment, the animals, the food supply, I think all of those things just, you know, people need to be more aware of that. And in these very poor countries, where contraception is just not, it's not possible, you know, that's the kind of stuff, like, I'm very much pro-contraception, and, you know, and there's so many African nations still that are having many, many issues, and in India, too. It's just, you know, it's I think yeah. Prince William is onto something, but, however, I don't agree with, you know, asking someone to limit their family possibility when you're not actually going to the root of the problem, and that are these third world countries, you know, who don't have the education.
I think a lot of it has to do with education. Africa is a country that he said will grow.
Continent.
Did I say country? Continent. Africa is a continent that's population will grow and double by 2050.
Yeah.
So, again, education and development is huge in all of this. It's 20 minutes past the hour on the DJV show.
Thank you. Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Can't keep my hands to myself. Say you're no good, but people say what they wanna say, and you should know it's for good.
This is Selena Gomez, 23 minutes past the hour. It's a DJV show. Doug Jen, Victoria Karashilin at the controls in Washington, D.C. And ladies, Doug is out on vacation, but that doesn't mean we can't have a little Justin Bieber fun in his absence. Selena Gomez, who you're hearing here, seems to be very much back together with her ex and chronic boyfriend, I guess, Justin Bieber. She's also got some good news ahead of her. Billboard has named her the 2017 Woman of the Year. She'll be honored at the annual Women in Music Gala in Los Angeles at the end of November. Selena joins a long list of pop queens who have picked up the honor in the past, including Lady Gaga, Taylor Swift, Katy Perry, Beyonce, and Madonna, who claimed the award last year. The Hollywood Reporter Billboard Media Group said, not only is Selena soaring on the charts, but she continuously inspires young women everywhere to be authentic, give back, and not be afraid to use their voice. She's never afraid to speak her mind and has used her platform to advocate for the needs of others. We are thrilled to be able to honor her as Woman of the Year. It's already been a groundbreaking year for Selena. She executive produced the Netflix hit series 13 Reasons Why. She enjoyed a string of music hits, and of course she launched partnerships with Coach and Puma that helped to raise more than $500,000 for the Lupus Research Alliance, which she suffers with. She just recently went public with the news of her kidney transplant operation she needed to end her health struggles with lupus. So a big year for Selena Gomez, and congratulations to her, right ladies? We like Selena for the Woman of Music.
Yeah. Love Selena, yeah. And I mean, what a difficult thing to go through. A kidney transplant at 25?
And if you haven't watched the interview that she came out with and she did with Francia Reza, I can't remember if it was on Good Morning America. I think so. It's actually really emotional and a good watch. It was really interesting to kind of see an insight into her life.
Mm. All right, Rod Stewart also in the news. He's doing some good, right, Victoria?
I love Rod Stewart. We don't often talk about him here on the DJV show.
Stevie.
Really?
I don't know. It's the hair, I think. It's just a turn off. But whatever. I know a lot of people like Rod.
Yeah, well, Rod was at, he and his wife, Penny Lancaster, I think she's the one who's lasted the longest so far out of his, like, seven wives. They attended the Pride of Britain Awards in London on Monday night, and one of the women honored was in the Princess Trust, which is sort of a national award. It was a girl named Katie Walker. She's 32. She set up a beauty salon called Bella Mode Hair and Beauty in the English city of Liverpool. It offers solace to victims of domestic abuse and allows them to share their stories in a safe place while getting pampered. She started this in 2013 after her boyfriend beat her so severely that every bone in her face was broken. And she spent months and months in reconstructive surgery. And as a result, she came out of it okay and started this salon. So she was awarded with this Prince's Trust Award. While she was on stage being presented the award by Rod and his wife, Penny Lancaster, Rod was so emotional and so overcome by hearing her story, he added a 10,000 euro donation, and he said, "I'm very proud to be British tonight, I tell you. Isn't it wonderful? And in saying that, I would like to donate 10,000 euros to your business to keep it going and up and running." And, of course, his wife praised Katie as well for all the hard work that she's done, saying that, you know, Rod and I have been ambassadors for many years of this award, and you are exactly why the Prince's Trust set up the awards in the first place. You're an inspiration, and we honor you and thank you. So, and Rod apparently had tears in his eyes. So he's not that skeevy.
Look, it's just a look, that's all. It's just the outside appearance.
Aging British rock star look.
I'm just being a little shallow. It's the open button shirt and the tight pants and the mullet. I mean, give me a break. It's a hard look to pull off. All right, it's 28 minutes past the hour on the DJV show.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles, and my knees especially are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
Cases of serious food poisoning are on the rise, and you are the first line of defense. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. From ice cream to sprouts, ground beef to processed foods, recalls abound. The CDC estimates that each year, roughly 48 million Americans get sick, and 3,000 of us die. Beef, dairy, and certain types of vegetables and fruits are the most common sources of the four major types of deadly bacteria. For instance, researchers found that on any given day, up to 1 in 10 deli swab samples tested positive for virulent forms of listeria. There is much you can do to protect yourself, from cooking foods thoroughly, checking expiration dates, scrubbing veggies and fruits, and washing your hands with bacterial soap after food prep. And when it comes to cross-contamination, it's no longer just sponges and filthy kitchen towels to watch out for. Cell phones are transporting killer germs to places they should never be.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Time. That's right. And Doug is out on vacation. He'll be back. Don't worry. Just a couple of more days and we will be reunited with our friend Doug Steffen. In the meantime, Victoria Keelan is here. I'm Jennifer Horn. Kara Schillen is here. You can follow us all on Twitter. The show is at DJ V Show. You can follow us on Twitter. I'm at Jennifer Horn. Victoria is at On Air Victoria and Kara at C Schillen. And a quick shout out to our friend Victoria, who has a brand new podcast out that you should check out called City Slickers. It's a great one about movies and entertainment. She does it with a friend of the program, Chuck Curry. So search for it, right, Victoria, on iTunes.
Oh, thank you.
or Stitcher, wherever you find podcasts.
iTunes, Google Play. Yeah, we're everywhere now. And so we cracked the top 100 of the iTunes podcast charts last night. So we are so excited. So thank you all for all the support. It's been really fun. New episodes every Thursday.
Oh, perfect. All right, good. So if you like movies and entertainment, this is the show for you. Lots of fun to be had there. All right, now you may not know it yet because you think, oh, it's November. I have plenty of time. But guess what? You are awakened today to the world of Christmas. That's right. The minute the trick-or-treaters go to sleep on October 31st, it seems that we just wake up and it's the Christmas season. So you may think November's a little early, but all the retailers are getting ready to go. And Victoria's Secret is no exception. Their fantasy bra, the one that they do every single year, is out. The 2017 fantasy bra has been launched. They announced this past week that, is it Lais Ribeiro, I believe? Lais
that sounds Ribeiro? About right. I'm not familiar with her, but yeah, that sounds right.
Is one of the Victoria's Secret Angel models, and she said she'll be wearing a $2 million bra called the Champagne Nights Fantasy Bra. That's right. You heard us right. $2 million for this Champagne Nights fantasy bra. And it is beautiful. We'll post a picture up on Twitter at DJV Show because this one is by far the prettiest bra that Victoria's Secret mm-hmm. has put out in their fantasy category. I think all three of us agree on that. Now, it's a multi-million dollar bra made up of diamonds, yellow sapphires, and blue topaz. It weighs in at over 600 carats and took 350 hours to create.
600 carats. Wow.
And you know what's crazy is this one, we're saying $2 million, like that's insane, and it is. But this one is so beautiful, and it's actually a lot cheaper than ones they've made in the past. They've made ones for $12 million, $10 million, mm-hmm. exactly. So, you know, us normal
hard
people
times.
Can buy it.
Victoria's Secret's fallen on hard times.
This almost has kind of a Greek, like a Grecian look to it. It's got these beautiful gold leaves and these big chunky blue sapphires. And the backing of the bra, there's no, like, material. It all looks like it's floating, which really is kind of a cool thing. It's kind of a clear background, so it looks like it's just floating over your over the girls and above across. It kind of connects above the on your chest across your right underneath your collarbone. Really, really, really pretty stuff, guys. I'm putting this on my Christmas list.
Jeff,
$2 million, right?
Start saving.
All right, that's not the only bit of Christmas news because you're gonna get it from us from now until Christmas. We're gonna dose you with all things holiday. Oprah has come out with her list of her favorite things and. And this is kind of a fun deal. She reveals these every single year, and I think it shows she misses her TV talk show because she liked to give away cars during the Oprah Winfrey Show. Well, now she gets just as excited with some of the items on her gift list. So this year's list, there's 100 items. You can see the full list at Oprah.com, but a few of them is she's got a new book that she is promoting for people to check out. It's called Wisdom of Sundays, Life-Changing Insights from Super Soul Conversations. By Oprah Winfrey. That's surprisingly, ladies, number one on her list of holiday items on her
number
favorite
one.
Items.
Buy my book.
She's also got on there the Wheelin' Groovy, which is a bike that's a monochromatic masterpiece of work of art that truly moves you. Two gear shifts automatically move. It's light, made to last. It's got a basket built into the frame, and it's got 8 different colors to choose from. So she says she rides her version around Santa Barbara. They cost about $1,200. She also has an item on the list called Pet Sounds. These are Bluetooth speakers that are in the shape of animals. They're very cute. They're about $30, but you can save 20%. They're like goldfish and bumblebee-shaped wireless Bluetooth speakers. She's also got some jammies on her list. She has the Echo Show, and admittedly, guys, I don't know much about this. It seems that it's Alexa, but with a TV screen. Victoria, I know you follow all of our technical stuff here. Is that mm-hmm. is that a good definition of what the Echo Show offers?
I'm not that familiar with it, actually. But, yes, I think that probably sounds about right.
And looking at the description, it costs about $230. Mm-hmm. And you can check out videos from Amazon, YouTube. You can do home security cameras, photos shopping lists, and a lot more. Apparently, if you buy two right now through this Oprah, you know, biggest gifts of Christmas or favorite things list, you save $100 on two. So, yeah. She's got a knife set on there, a cut above knife set. She's got these really cool-looking slip-on sneakers from Midi Perf. They're called Just for Kicks. They're about $130 a pair. She's got birdhouses in the shape of your home. For the people that have everything.
Wow.
Cooking scale. She's got compression, full-length leggings. I mean, okay. I'm sorry. I love Oprah, and I love that she does this list every year. But if someone hands me a pair of compression, full-length leggings for my workout, it's not necessarily the most romantic gift you can give someone.
Right. I mean, I'm sure it's useful, but really?
She's okay. Also pitching, and I thought this was interesting, she's got 23andMe on there, which is the, you know, the genome genetic testing that tells you what diseases I think you're most apt to get. It also reveals your family history, your ancestry, and so she's got that on there as well. Some blenders, she's pitching the Ninja, Philips toothbrushes. I'm wondering if Oprah really does have all this stuff. What do you think?
I mean, I what doesn't Oprah have, right? I mean, I would guess that she's got a toothbrush, and it's probably an electric one.
But I guess the point is this a list of stuff she really likes, or is this a list of stuff that people give her money to help them promote on this list? Like, is this, could we go into Oprah's house right now and find corkless or corksicle stemless wine glasses that keep your white wine cool? Or did they give her, you know,
that
her
I would believe.
Cash? Yeah, give her a chunk of cash.
I would believe, oh, I don't know how much money does Oprah need at this point. I do believe she probably has the corksicle thing. She probably has the Ninja too, because she's always, you know, in her farm on Maui, she's got all the gardens and everything, and she's always making smoothies and stuff. So I would believe that. I don't know. Is there anything on there that's like kind of outrageous?
I think maybe not really. I mean, it's all pretty safe. You had the bicycles, the kitchenware, mm-hmm. pajamas. I mean, obviously everything is kind of higher end. I mean, there's not a lot right. of discount stuff on the list, but I, you know, making a joke.
But it's not like
these,
the Neiman Marcus Christmas book.
No. Okay. Making a joke about these corksicle stemless wine glasses. I have to have one of these, actually. This is good for my Christmas lifts. 12-ounce covered stainless steel cup that keeps things hot for 3 hours, cold for 9 hours, and soccer mom's happy right through overtime because these are wine glasses that have a sippy cup lid, and they keep your wine cold. Can you imagine
that's
going out to the
perfect.
This is pretty good. I'm into this.
Taking I'm thinking about the beach. That sounds really good for that, too. Wow.
Yeah,
all right, Oprah.
Things up. I know. This one, I'll give her a pass.
Have you ever seen an actual corksicle? That was the first product that they had?
Yeah, the little thing that fits in. I don't have one, which is surprising because I have a lot of wine.
I had a couple of them. So when you cork your wine, you actually stick this thing. It looks like a Harry Potter wand that goes all the way into the bottom of the bottle and keeps it cold. It actually works.
And it does work. You're right. Corksicle is actually a company that's been getting a lot of notoriety. They're a good company.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
This report is brought to you by Applebee's. For the 10th year in a row, Applebee's restaurants will honor U.S. veterans and active duty military with a complimentary dine-in meal at any one of nearly 1,800 Applebee's restaurants nationwide on Veterans Day. Applebee's has donated more than 8.3 million free meals to veterans and active duty military since beginning the program in 2008, and Applebee's restaurants nationwide expect to serve nearly 1 million more free meals this Veterans Day. On Saturday, November 11th, any guest with proof of military service will receive a free meal from a special Veterans Day menu featuring 7 of Applebee's signature dishes, including the American Standard Burger, Fiesta Lime Chicken, and Butcher's Meat and Potatoes. This annual event is just one of the many ways that Applebee's franchisees nationwide honor our American heroes and give back to their communities. To learn more about how your local Applebee's supports veterans year-round, or to view the full Veterans Day menu, visit applebees.com/veterans.
This is Doug Steffen with a focus on Vivint Smart Home. This is the number one smart home services provider in America. It wants to make your home smarter and your life easier. And wow, doorbell cameras, security cameras, smart thermostats, door and window sensors, smoke detectors. There's all of this and more connected through a unified network with centralized control. Vivint Systems. Simple, intuitive, and something that you need if you want to make things easier in your home. What a great idea to give somebody that you care about that may be home alone a Vivint system. How about that for a Christmas idea? Automatic climate control, optimum comfort. You can speak to the person at the front door with a Vivint system. You can open the door. Call 855-718-6167 to get all the benefits. Vivint Home Systems, 855-718-6167.
Four score and 7 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent
fine handcrafted cigars
conceived in liberty and dedicated to
locally hand-roasted gourmet coffee
that all men are created
to enjoy hand-cast and finished collectibles from Getty's Gear. Great gear celebrating the spirit of Gettysburg. Visit us today at gettysgear.com. That's gettysgear.com.
Listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
47 minutes past the hour, it's the DJV show. Dougie on vacation. Jen, Victoria, and Kara holding down the fort. And ladies, I have a very important question for you.
Okay.
Do you know what fubbing is?
No, I don't.
It sounds like something we shouldn't be talking about on air.
I know, right?
Well, you know, we like to do a little after-hours type podcasting. Maybe we should have saved this for that. Well, you may not know what fubbing is, but it might be ruining your relationship. And maybe, just maybe, you're the one that is fubbing on your partner. That's right. Apparently, fubbing is when you ignore your significant other and pay attention instead to your phone, your device. Fubbing combines phone and snubbing. See, that's where we get fubbing.
Got it. And it's becoming
increasingly common in social interactions, especially in romantic relationships. And Kara, you're a single girl. I am an engaged girl. Victoria, you are the married girl. So there's a Baylor University study that's out. 143 people in romantic relationships. 70% of them said that cell phones sometimes, often, very often, or all the time, interfered in their interactions with their partners.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty crazy.
Yep.
22% said that fubbing had caused conflict in their relationships, and 36% said they feel depressed at times because they felt like their partner was putting their phone above them. Now, I think, Victoria, you might be the best one to ask here because you and your new husband, Lewis, are both in the radio business, and both of you are also involved in podcasting, which involves a lot of social media. So do you guys fub each other or...
he fubs me a lot. but you know what? Especially when we go out to dinner, I always have to say, okay, phone's down now, because we always both end up on the phone. And it's just, I don't want to be that couple. You know, you look over and you see the couple that doesn't speak to each other. It's just, it's so sad. I don't want to be that couple. So we make a conscious effort. Phone's down at dinner.
Oh, so I agree with you. I hate looking over at a table and seeing people that are sitting together just totally buried in their devices. For me, it's not media. I get fubbed a lot by my partner, Jeff, and if he's listening right now, he'll know. He plays games constantly on his phone.
That's not okay, Jeff.
It's not, I mean, that's how he, like, disappears and relaxes. He's constantly, he also watches a ton of YouTube videos, and I'm like, hello, I'm looking.
Oh, yeah, Lewis does that too.
Kara?
I'm always like, what are you watching?
In our final seconds, have you been fubbed on the dating scene?
I haven't, but I'm sure it could happen still.
Fubbing on the DJV show, 50 minutes past the hour.
Yeah.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The DJ V Show. I'm Victoria Keelan. I'm the V, and that's Kara Schillen at our controls in our studio in Washington, D.C. at Radio America. And of course, whenever you hear that music here in my car, that means it's time for Nick Miles, our automotive expert. Nick is actually coming to us today from the 2017 SEMA show. Now, this is something I am not familiar with. I can't wait to hear Nick tell us all about it. The SEMA show is in Las Vegas, and that is where Nick is from, is actually reporting from right now. So, Nick, welcome to the show, and give us an update. What's going on with SEMA?
Well, SEMA is probably, guys, well, good morning. SEMA is one of the biggest car shows in the world, and what really happens is there's a bunch of dudes in coveralls who bring all of their big trucks and their big cars in to show them off. So the louder it is, the bigger it is, the cooler it is, that's what happens. It's actually not open to the public. The show is really made up of mechanics and buyers and guys that own shops around the country, and they come in and basically trade off parts charts with each other. Companies set up booths and have their latest bumper or latest winch available, and then mechanic shops come by and go, yeah, that's really cool, we'll put them in our shop. So it's a lot of dude stuff going on. It just really transforms Vegas, and there's some really cool stuff here, guys. I haven't seen cars so cool in a long time, and when I say so cool, I'm talking about some cars jacked up 7 or 8 feet in the air. You've got guys who do incredible hand-painted cars, really strange colored schemes on cars. It's really the wild, the wacky, and the incredible that I'm seeing here.
So now this explains a little bit. Whenever you see a monster truck rally on TV, this is probably the source of where a lot of those different add-ons for those trucks come from.
Nailed it. Yeah, this is, and also the those strange people that spend all of their life in their garage. This is where they live. This is what they live for, actually, as well. In all seriousness, there are cars here that cost millions of dollars that guys have sunk their whole lives into. There's designers here who are designing the cars of the future. So car companies actually show off vehicles that they put all this sort of build into. They actually have an interesting Hyundai here called a Hyundai Ioniq, but there's a guy who's taken it called Bizimoto, and he's actually made it so it gets 86 miles a gallon. So this
wow.
is kind of cool stuff. Yeah, there's sort of people experimenting with cars. And then if you're not into that, there's this whole interactive area outside where you can actually get in a car and go with some of the best rally drivers or some of the most incredible drivers around the world. They'll take you around the track in a Ford police car or in a big Raptor truck or something and jumps for you, so you can actually experience these vehicles at their extremes.
Now, are you going to be in any of these jumping vehicles, Nick?
I did have a ride yesterday, but they make you harness up so much, you have to put these whole body harnesses on and then the helmet on top of that so you don't have any neck damage. And after a while, in the Vegas sun, the last thing I want to do is be strapped inside a vehicle. Although I will tell you, I think I have the largest collection of burning rubber in my nostrils that anybody has suffered. It's kind of very loud, very smoky, lots of noise, lots of burning tires. But it is fun to see. But if you've all ever wondered where, you know, your other half has disappeared to into the garage, or they seem to disappear in this week in November and October every year, this is where they are at SEMA. It's the dude show is the better word for it.
The dude show. I love it. Nick Miles reporting live from SEMA 2017. It's at the Las Vegas convention. It's the largest car show in the world. Now, you also, I think, are headed to Tokyo. Is that correct for the Tokyo car show?
Yeah, guys. Just came back from Tokyo, actually. Was there for about a week checking out all of those vehicles, too. The Japanese have done some incredible stuff. They're really designing the vehicle of the future. They're showing us how the autonomous car is going to work and exactly what that's going to be like and the mm-hmm. future of that. It's pretty incredible to see those things go on. I saw for the first time a car that will take over steering from you if you're going to get into an accident.
Mm,
and it's actually,
that technology's
on sale.
Big, yeah.
Yeah, it's on sale right now in the Lexus LS. And what it'll do is if you're going to go into an intersection and it sees you're going to hit a car, for instance, you're going to rear-end the car in front of you, it will actually move the car out of the way for rear-ending to prevent that accident if it can get into a clean space.
Amazing, amazing. Love technology. And, of course, Nick Miles, our automotive expert, thank you so much for joining us. It's 58 Past.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.